Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and I'll be talking today about some of the work that was presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions, which was held virtually between November 13th through 17th, 2020. I hope you enjoy. One of my personal favorite abstracts presented at the scientific sessions was a trial called the Sampson trial, which was pretty clever in its trial design. So this was presented by Dr. James Howard from the Imperial College London in the UK, and it was simultaneously published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So this was an N-of-1 trial design. It included 60 patients, and all of these patients had previously stopped taking statins because of complaints and side effects. So what happened in this particular trial was patients each received 4 bottles containing atorvastatin at a dose of 20 milligrams, 4 bottles containing placebo, and 4 empty bottles. And each bottle was numbered randomly in a random sequence which was provided to each patient. And they were supposed to take the pills from that bottle for 1 month each. So it was a year-long follow-up. So patients were their own controls. They received the drug, the statin, they received a placebo, and they had treatment-free months as well. So participants scored their symptom intensity every day on a 100-point scale using a smartphone app throughout the year. So not too surprisingly, after 12 months, patients scored their mean symptom intensity as being less when they weren't taking any medicine at all versus when they were taking some sort of a pill during that time. So that was a score of 8.0 when they were not taking any of the drugs, and 15.4 when they were taking at least some kind of a pill, and 16.3 when they're on the statin. So those were significant numbers. However, there was no significant difference between the placebo and the statin. So patients couldn't distinguish between the two based on symptoms. When you pull the results across the patients, 90% of the symptoms could be actually explained or attributed to the so-called nocebo effect. And so there was a 0.9 ratio of placebo-taking months versus no-pill months over the statin-taking months versus no-pill months. So after the trial period, the data was provided to the participants and showing that the patients that most of their side effects that they had previously attributed to statin effects seemed to be just as frequent during when they were on placebo, convinced half of the patients, 30 out of the 60, to successfully restart their statin therapy for at least 6 months. Another 4 subjects were still considering restarting, and the remaining were either lost to follow-up or had refused to consider restarting statin therapy. So in conclusion, for patients who had discontinued statin therapy because of side effects, it turns out that 90% of their symptom burden was elicited by a statin challenge, was actually elicited also by a placebo.